Hey guys, and welcome to Money Talks News, the podcast. This episode, we're talking about how you can have a good time without breaking the bank. We all need a little fun in our lives, right? What's the point of grinding it out at work, going home, fretting about money, and then going to sleep? But here's the rub. The cost of having fun continues to rise at a pace faster than inflation, and that's keeping some of us at home. That's not good. So today is all about having a riot without spending too much money. I'm Stacy Johnson. As usual, my co-host is super fun financial journalist Miranda Marquette. Hello, Miranda.
Hi. Actually, I'm usually the Debbie Downer, but, you know, I did go to a concert and a wine tasting last night, so that was fun.
I do not believe you have ever been a Debbie Downer. Listening in and sometimes contributing is our hyper fun producer, Aaron Freeman. Hello, Aaron.
More fun, more fun, more fun.
And our special guest today is V. Weir, host of the For Fox Sake podcast. I really hope I don't have to say that anymore, V.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I don't really want to keep saying for Fox's sake because something bad is going to happen if I do.
But is it bad? Is it bad?
Is it? It was intentional.
No, we're already having fun. Cursing costs nothing and it's really fun.
Exactly. Tip one, just swear more.
Goddamn right. Okay, before we start, remember, folks, this is not financial advice you hear. In fact, it may not be advice of any kind, for that matter, but make sure you do your own research and consult your own experts before acting on anything you may hear on this podcast. Okay, let's dive in. V, I think you could have fun sitting in a dark room by yourself. You sound like a person who likes to have a good time. Tell me what you and plus you make those little pig noises. I really like that a lot.
Listen, rude, first of all.
What's one of your favorite ways to have fun without spending a ton of money?
I mean, I am an avid reader, and as you might hear in the background, I am also a dog mom. So those two things combined, that's probably my number one way I have fun is I read and I hang out with my dogs all day.
Dogs are not free. Dogs are expensive.
No, they can be. This year, my dogs have been pretty much free, except for the $300 I spent on grooming this month. But most of the time, they're pretty cost effective, you know, amortized over a year.
I'm glad you think that's hilarious. But, you know, actually, I'll BS aside, we had a big lab, and unfortunately, she's passed on over the rainbow. But she was really expensive. And I remember when I was a little kid, a dog was something anybody could afford. I mean, really. I mean, everybody had a dog. Hobos had dogs. Mm-hmm. But they're like a status item now. I mean, it costs $500 every time you go to the vet.
My theory is that, you know, because kids have gotten so expensive, animals are the new millennial kid. And that's why those prices have gone up. But that's just a theory.
I like that idea, though.
Yeah.
And Aaron, you've got two dogs.
Well, yeah, they all have a dental plan and a healthcare plan, and yeah,
you're lying. I'm sure you don't even have a healthcare plan yourself. I don't think. I don't know about your dogs.
No, I'm probably going to die soon.
Yeah, and
Stacy, you're not
laughing
providing
her ass
Aaron
off
with
because
a
our producer's
plan.
Gonna die.
you're not providing Aaron with a healthcare plan.
Us 1099ers don't rate healthcare plans in this country.
I can see V is easily amused. You don't need to spend money. We just thought our producer's dying and she bursts into laughter.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, I'm very macabre in nature, so it's fine. This is great. This is what I do for fun, for free. I just talk to people about death. It's great.
It sounds awesome. Okay, Miranda, you're up. What do you do for fun that doesn't cost a lot?
Yeah, so I live in an area where there's a lot of outdoor opportunities, and so I go hiking a lot. I do a lot of hiking. I do a lot of sitting in natural hot springs. I've got those nearby.
We're
practically neighbors.
If we cut out
Utah and Wyoming, we're practically neighbors.
Who needs those?
Gross.
Yellowstone? No thanks.
Oh, I mean, there's a little bit of, you know, this is another fun fact about having fun where we're talking about death. So Idaho has that little bit of Yellowstone National Park that's considered the murder zone. Mm. So that's also a fun thing you can do.
Wait, exactly. First of all, let's back up a step. I wonder what you're talking about. But before that, I want to say, you know, you were saying like, you know, as we were talking about fun and death, we were not actually combining those at all. You just made that up. This is about having fun, not death.
Yes. To be clear, I have a very dark sense of humor. So, yeah.
We do not advocate. I do not advocate taking anybody to the Yellowstone murder zone in Idaho. I do not advocate that.
Okay, so what is it, though, now that you've mentioned it? What is it?
It's just this weird loophole that somebody... So, Idaho has a very small chunk of Yellowstone National Park. And some lawyer wrote some thought experiment brief thing several years ago about how just with all of the competing jurisdictions in this one little area, you could probably get away with murder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so there isn't like,
it's like
lots
a legal,
of murders.
Yeah, it's like a legal murdered. It's like a legal thought experiment. It's kind of yeah.
Well, I live near the Bermuda Triangle, so I can make people disappear.
Well, you better be careful.
Well, I may die because I'm older anyway, and I know that'll be a riot.
I mean, I'll be laughing for sure.
Okay, let's get serious. Not really. We won't get serious, but let's talk about some more specific things you can do. Okay, now, I live in Florida. I can go to the beach, just like you guys can hike. Not a lot of hiking here. I ride a bicycle. I do that every day.
I think hiking 5 days a week. Florida is just like walking.
Yeah. I mean,
no, but it's making his legs look really good.
The only hills we have here are drawbridges. But nonetheless, though, in fact, I just rode 15 miles not an hour before we got on this podcast.
Wow.
So this is a great place for riding bikes. Now, that's not free because my bike is expensive because I use it a lot and I drive long distances on it. But biking is relatively inexpensive to do. Going to the beach is free. What other kinds of stuff can we do that don't cost a lot of money? Actually, is the first step in all this, you guys, for real now, is the first step figuring out what you think's fun?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say, you know, you can't have fun unless what you're doing is fun to you. You know, someone's painting isn't, you know, another person's idea of fun. Like, I can only do, like, stick figures, so that would not be fun for me. But, you know, definitely figure out what you like to do, and that could take some exploration and maybe some money to figure out if a hobby you like to do is worth your time and more investment. So, like, I started soap making probably 3 years ago. And I think the initial investment was like $100 to get a soap making kit. And I found out that I adored it. I just had so much fun with it. It got me in the zone and away from, you know, electronics, which is what I really wanted at the time. And so I found out that I really liked it through that cheaper option. And then I started investing some money into it. You know, after a while, once you get a bulk of the supplies that you need to soap make, the only things you need after that are like the raw goods. And after that, it's pretty cheap to do. Yeah, figuring out what you want, maybe investing a tiny amount of money into it, and then being like, oh, I like this, and continuing to do it and investing further into the future.
Yeah, I listened to your podcast the other day, and you mentioned the making soap. And I thought to myself, well, what an odd girl. I've never heard of that before.
So I am odd. Thank you.
But super clean.
I read that as about, yes, super very clean. High so, on point.
what's going on with making soap? I mean, I don't know a thing about it. Can we just take a real quick sidebar here and tell me how do you go about making soap?
Yeah, sure. So there are two processes to make soap. There's cold process and hot process. And when I lived in Ohio with my husband, we helped his mother run a farm, and they had goats, and we used goat milk in our hot process soap. And that's kind of where I got started making soap. But then I kind of pivoted to cold process, which is basically combining water, oil, and lye into soap. And in this way, you can do really cool designs. You can add mica coloring. You can add a bunch of different scents. Some can be more organic, or some can be, you know, man-made. And the process is pretty easy. You just heat it up to the correct temperatures and combine it and layer it. And I found this chick, she's on YouTube, Royalty Soaps, and she kind of goes over the entire process, and she's built a huge like soap empire. And I just followed her steps, and I really fell in love with it. It's pretty easy to do. And she sells like a little bundle you can get to try it out. And she has a bunch of free videos, free recipes, like everything's there. And so I tried it, loved it, and then I started an Etsy shop where it was in the beginning.
So you're selling it.
Yeah, I'm like a professional soap maker, I guess. So I have an Etsy shop, and I do drops throughout the year when I feel like it. They always sell out, and usually it's my soap designs are around national parks and nature and things like
that's
that.
That's really cool. I'm going to have to go to your Etsy page, and I was going to ask you for free soap, and now I guess I'm going to have to go and pay for it. But
I mean, I can give you free. I have so much soap in this house, y'all. Our house is under 1,000 square feet, and at least 200 bars of soap are scattered.
Never have soap, too much soap.
Yeah, exactly. Like in the apocalypse, I can make soap, so we will all be clean.
Now, I'll tell you something that we do for fun a lot. Now, Aaron and I are friends, and our wives are friends, and so we hang out together a lot. Mm-hmm. And so what we do a lot for fun is we drink, mm-hmm. and we talk. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. now, I know I'm bringing this up because it says on my script, you sometimes talk about alcohol sobriety. How has that helped you save money, and is it still fun?
Yeah, I mean, that could be a whole different episode. But yeah, I am 6 months sober as of yesterday. I actually got a tattoo yesterday to mark the milestone for myself. So
nice.
Yay me.
Congrats.
But yeah, life is still fun without alcohol. And I am what you call Cali sober. So I'm in Colorado, so it's legal here. Thank you very much. I still imbibe in my marijuana on occasion. But yeah, life is a lot more fun for me because I describe myself as an addict. So being under the influence of alcohol is not great for me. It was fun for a while until it really wasn't. But out here, and I think generally nationwide, there is a movement towards more alcohol-conscious consumption or alcohol-free conscious consumption. And mocktails and NA beer, NA wine, those are options. And life is still fun. Like I'm not a person that's, you have to be sober around me. My husband drinks. My friends drink. As long as I have my little fancy drink, I really don't care what you're doing. And I still have a really good time. So,
and then that obviously saves money because alcohol mm-hmm. isn't super cheap.
No, it's not. And we were spending a lot of money on it, especially because my husband previously worked at a brewery in town. So we were spending a lot of time, you know, around drinking and how to get drunk and how to drink and money. Actually, there's an app that I use to kind of just track my sobriety. And I don't go into it every day or anything. It's just kind of like when milestones happen, it sends me a notification. I'm like, oh, yeah, great. Good. Go me.
I agree with that. When I was young, I did not like alcohol at all. I didn't like beer. I didn't like anything. And then mm-hmm. over time, you know, the whole craft beer thing came around and mm-hmm. I started really loving all of them. And then I particularly went from not liking beer to loving dark beer.
Yeah.
And obviously we're social a lot, and we started drinking quite a bit, and I noticed it seemed like it wasn't so much about drinking the alcohol, it was needing something in my hand while I was in a mm-hmm. social setting.
That's true.
And so yeah, in the past, I don't know, 3 weeks or so, I've actually made a commitment to not drink so much and just put like a water in my hand rather than a beer.
You've never been a big drinker though.
More than I ever used to be.
Now yeah. Me, I'm a big drinker.
Yeah.
And I'm on a diet, so I'm trying not to drink as much beer now. Because I have a beer belly that's an actual belly made from beer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I completely understand. And hold on. I'm going to go back to my app. It's called I Am Sober. But anyway, it tracks money as well. And over the last 6 months, I have saved, according to the tracker, over $1,000.
So that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, that pretty much tracks for the amount of money Americans spend per year. And of course, that's like average. And I was not average. You know, I was an addict, so I was spending way more money. But $583 per year is the average. And I think that's probably higher in most cases for most people that I know, especially with the craft beer explosion, like you were saying. It just has become such an entrenched part of our culture. But yeah, going back to your beer belly, I was also diagnosed with a hormone disorder in December, and the bloating that I was experiencing from the alcohol was just so intense. And I just remember feeling honestly like shit every time I would drink and be like, oh my God, I just feel like I'm dragging. My body was just over it. And so I'm so glad that I stopped drinking just because I just feel better like with my weight and my energy and just my body feels better.
Yes. Now we're making Miranda feel guilty.
So no, you're not. I'm fine. We need to stop. So I do drink. I'm a wine girly. But one of the things I like to do is go to, we have a $10 wine tasting at the bar.
Lovely.
And so every Wednesday. So it's a fun kind of thing for me to do to get some wine, try some new wines, mm-hmm. see some friends. There's live music and it's $10 and you mm-hmm. get five glasses of wine for $10. and it's great. And so for me, I think that's a good way to save money. And then I do play trivia, and it is at the same bar that I like to do the wine tasting at. But what we do is me and another friend, we just get a bottle instead of buying our wine by the glass. We get a bottle. And once again, I live in Idaho, and so things are just cheaper here than a lot of other places. And so we can get a pretty decent bottle of wine at this bar for about $25. Mm-hmm. So we split the cost of it, and it's a pretty cheap night out. You have some fun. We split the cost of a cheese tray, and that's dinner, and it's pretty good. So I come away with, you know, spending like $10 if I go to the wine tasting, which I don't do every week. But if I go to the wine tasting and then I do the trivia night, you know, if I do both of those things, and since I split costs on the bottle of wine and the cheese tray, it comes out to being about $20 for the bottle of wine plus cheese tray on my end, you know, $30. $30
a week for fun. That's pretty cheap nowadays, you know.
And by the way, you guys, this podcast is not called How to Get Trash for Less. Okay. It's how to have fun without breaking the bank.
Let's move on to other fun things we can do.
So listen, we're going to start like a fire hose throwing out ideas of how you can have more fun for less money. But before we start, if you like what we do, do something for us. Share this show with your friends and family on your favorite social platforms and subscribe to our podcast. It takes you 2 seconds, really helps us, and it's fun and it's free. Okay, so I've written about having fun for less money many, many times. I've been doing this for 40 years almost. So here's some of the things that I've suggested in the past. This is coming off the top of my head. I've gone to high school football games, and I don't have kids. But the reason I do that is because the outcome is less certain because the people are less talented. The hot dogs are free. The parking is close. And it's right up the street from me. I hate going to professional sports. Hate them. Because it's such a hassle to get in, to get out. And the beer's $15. I mean, it's just stupid. So I like amateur sports. Do you guys ever do that?
I haven't, but that's a really great idea. And I think it's a really cool way to show up for your community too. I mean, you know, they want people in the seats and the stands to cheer on their, you know, amateur sports. So I that's a great idea.
And the city puts on all kinds of stuff too. If you're near a university, you can often see really good plays, any number of things, bands, any number of things, very inexpensively. So that's something else. I can't say I've done that recently, but I've done it.
I think if you want to do it now, Facebook, your local Facebook page, like your city Facebook page, will always post events like that. And definitely follow like your community colleges and your universities. They'll usually post events as well.
And I found that in my town, we actually have what they call the summer concert series.
Oh, we have one too. I love those.
They have that here too.
It's out by the river, and they've got this nice little stage, and you can just go out and have the summer concert series and sit on the grass, listen to local musicians, and it's free and it's great.
Yeah, they probably must have that everywhere because they have it here in Fort Lauderdale too. What about you, Aaron?
One of my favorite things.
What ideas do you have, Aaron?
Well, we wash clothes, and then we have a clothes folding contest, and then whoever wins has to clean the bathroom.
You mean? Oh,
I feel bad for Sonia. It's fine.
Not to go back to the drinking thing, but one of the things we do is down here. There's a huge explosion in local bands, and that's 100% free as long as you can keep your restaurant spending down. You go to, and a lot of these places are, you know, dive bars and things like that. So going there doesn't really cost that much. I mean, I know this is like a no spend, but at least you get to listen to, you know, music that you like. We listen to a lot of rock and roll and stuff like that. And there's tons of bands down here to listen to, and there's a variety. So it's kind of fun for us.
Yeah, you do that a lot. You do it every Friday, pretty much.
Pretty much every Friday and Saturday, yeah.
But, you know, let's talk about, by the way, it's just not to be no spend, it's just low spend. And when you go out to eat, for example, this is something I've written about a ton too. My wife and I often split an entree. We might have an appetizer at home, but we'll split an entree at the restaurant. In other words, the point is to be able to lower your spend without sacrificing your quality of life. And if what you enjoy is going out to eat, there are ways you can do it for less. One is not buying alcohol, of course, because that's horrifically expensive. But you can also have an appetizer and split an entree. You can have an episode at home. Go ahead.
Happy hours. You know, they have really cheap food. You know, definitely skip the alcohol if you want to keep costs low and just get, you know, water. I am not a split the insert whatever food because I will eat my own food. Thank you very much. But I think happy hours and discounted foods. And I think like Groupon sometimes has discounts on local foods. And I don't know about y'all. I actually don't even know if this is a thing anymore. But they used to sell in high school these coupon books for local restaurants. Picking up one of those, and there are tons of ways to save money in there if that's what you want to do.
You know what, you guys, in doing a little research for this podcast today, I was going back to one of my old stories that I'd written years ago, and restaurant.com was in it. Have you ever heard of that? It's still there. Here's the deal. You go to restaurant.com, and then you put in your zip code, and it shows you all the restaurants that are around you. And I'll be damned if one of the places we eat all the time, Thai Moon by the Sea, you just click on it, and you get a $5 or $10 certificate for $5.
What?
Yes. And it's all over. I mean, every restaurant near us practically is giving $10 for $5. I don't know. Yeah. This story was from 2015. And I was like, well, this place must be gone. I've never heard of it. And yet there it is. Restaurant.com. Check it out.
One of the things that my ex-husband and I actually used to do when we could was, what we would do is we would go see the matinee movie while my son was in school. And this only works if you either have flexible schedules or like my ex-husband at the time, you know, he's a college professor. So there'll be times during the year where he is done or he can, you know, leave school and come. And so what we would do is we would go to a matinee movie. We'd do lunch, which is cheaper than dinner. We'd go to a matinee movie, which is cheaper than, you know, an evening movie. And then we wouldn't have to pay for childcare because Gavin's in school, right? My son's in school. That was one of the ways that we would be like, let's have a cheap date. And it was a really great way to save money because
that's a cute
everything.
Idea. I love that.
Yeah, everything costs less.
Mm-hmm. How about getting that in the trunk and going to the drive-in? we used to do that. Now there's no such thing as drive-ins. I'm sure many people who are listening to this podcast have no idea what the hell I just said.
Oh, that's so sad.
I was going to say, actually, Idaho Falls is one of the few places left in the country with an old school drive-in.
I think in Colorado we just closed one, which is really sad because I love the idea of drive-ins, but womp womp.
Yep. What else? Come on. There's got to be more.
Volunteering, I think, is something that a lot of people really don't consider when they're talking about, you know, fun. I think maybe some of us in our early years had to volunteer. It was forced volunteering by parents or organizations or your school
or the police
to look good. You know, maybe. But I don't know. I think now
you could volunteer in something you believe in or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can have fun contributing to your community. I think volunteering is a really great way to do that.
Yeah. I did Habitat for Humanities once when I lived in Maryland, and that was very rewarding. And it's not the kind of fun where you're laughing out loud, but it's something that you feel good about doing.
It's fulfilling.
Fulfilling. Thank you. That's the right word.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really good one. And maybe trying out a new recipe, again, not free by any means, especially nowadays with surging, you know, grocery prices. But, you know, going on Pinterest and just searching a random recipe and trying it out just because, you know, that can also be a lot of fun. And it can be a really cheap date night too. Like you and your
And, you know,
partner.
Also doing potlucks with your friends.
The best. I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you the soup exchange lady?
No, that is Kara.
Oh, that's Kara. That's right. That's Kara.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I was like, because I love soup and I make homemade soup a lot during the winter. And so I was just like, yeah, I want a soup exchange. And you get to meet people in your building, in your community, and you get to try new things, and it's not very expensive.
A lot of people do that with clothing as well, clothing swaps, book swaps. Those are a really good idea for community building, and it's free, basically.
Yeah, my wife does that. Our wives do that, I should say.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Clothing swaps.
That's true. And yeah, that's a good idea, and to add to that, you guys reminded me that we've gotten together with some friends over things some of us care about, things some of us don't care about. Like we got together with the Super Bowl, the Indianapolis 500, you know, some people cared about. But in that, it was cheap to get together, but also
you actually
piqued your interest about something maybe you'd never thought about caring about before. But we just use these as excuses to get together.
Right. And also with sports, my husband and I are Colorado Avalanche fans, and I know you said you did not like professional sports, but I will say there, you know, you can get cheap seats. I mean, they are rafter seats. We spent under $100 on two tickets there, and you can go to a sporting event in your area for really, really cheap. You just have to be okay with being in the nosebleeds, but it can still be a fun night out.
And actually, I should clarify here, too, because I'm not a huge sports fan, but my wife is. She's from New York, so she's a Ranger slash Yankee fan.
No.
So I am going to these contests, okay? I'm just not liking it that much.
I am forced to enjoy sports.
Yes. But you know what really helps, circling back, what really helps with doing something you don't really like to do? Alcohol. Alcohol really helps.
Or ice cream. That's my go-to.
Or ice cream. It makes anything better.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah. we're running a little short on time, but we're missing the obvious one. Sex. You guys discuss.
I mean, unless you're Gray Ace and then you don't really care, it's fine.
That's a whole nother podcast.
I'll make people sorry they dropped off our podcast at 28 minutes.
If they dropped at sex, man, they... Man, don't listen to my podcast. Yeah, I mean, sex, masturbation, all that good stuff. You know, have a blast, literally.
It's an individual event and it's a group event. You know.
It can be, for sure.
I'm glad I had you on our last podcast, V.
So one more thing that I did want to bring up that has nothing to do with sex is...
Damn it.
Yeah. I am like the no fun zone. My orientation is just the no fun zone there. But anyway, but one of the things that I have done with friends and that I recently did, there is this thing called the Fire and Ice Festival in a town about an hour away from where I live, an hour and a half or so away from where I live. And they have a hot springs and they have all these fun, free community events you can do. You know, if you want, you could come do a sound bath. And they had a little fire dancer thing. And so it was kind of fun. And what we did was a group of us just got together. We got an Airbnb. We all pitched in. We all brought something for food to eat so that we wouldn't have to spend a lot of money. We went down the day before they jacked up the prices for the drinks. They were... Because, you know, the day of the actual festival, they just, every bar just doubles the cost of their drinks.
Pricing.
But anyway, but we went down and, yes, exactly,
yes,
surge pricing. Ah, Wendy's, no. And yeah, so what we did was we all chipped in together, and the price for all of us to go ended up being about $100 for 3 days. No. And we brought board games. That's another thing I do for fun that's low cost is game night. Where mm-hmm. we brought
oh yeah
board
you're
games
right that is
we
fun
board games and so we did we brought board games brought games some of us hadn't played before and just really had a great time that we did 3 days that cost us all less than $100.
That sounds incredible. Oh
it
my
does
gosh.
How much was the Airbnb? How could the Airbnb be that cheap?
Oh, but because we all chip in, right? So you get this Airbnb and there's eight of us that are going, and the Airbnb for 3 days costs a little bit.
Wait.
Costs about $700.
Wait, you have eight friends? Wow.
I don't even have eight acquaintances.
People Whoa. Like me? People are willing to hang out with me?
I mean,
oh,
I'm just impressed. I'm like, I got two and I'm like, yeah.
Well, you guys on this podcast are my only friends. I don't know anybody else.
Oh.
You know what, you guys? We are out of time. We're going to have to close it. But I have written personally 10 articles about things you can do for fun, and my website has a million more. So, and we're going to put a bunch of stuff in our show notes. So I apologize that we spent most of this podcast laughing and not giving more specific
Never
things.
Never apologize for laughing. Are you kidding
This
me?
Is free fun for us.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
We are living by example.
It's certainly not the kind of fun we're getting paid for, but it's
womp,
fun.
Womp.
Okay, folks, I'm afraid we are out of time, but we are never out of topic. Dig a little deeper. Like I said, you're going to find links to lots more info in our show notes. And remember, if your goal is to make more, to spend less, to retire rich, well, your online home is moneytalksnews.com. And don't forget to check out Miranda's online home as well. That is mirandamarquette.com. And you want to visit V at her website. I certainly do. It's vfrugalfox.com. Is that right, V? Is that how you do it?
Frugalfox.com.
Awesome. Got a question or comment you'd like to suggest? Please tell us about it. You can email us at hello at moneytalksnews.com. And I said this before, I'm going to say it again. If you like what we do, do something for us. Subscribe to our podcast. It's fun. It takes you 2 seconds, and it really helps us. So if you like us, show us and subscribe. V, I will be counting the minutes until we have fun with you again. You're a wonderful guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
You betcha. I'm Stacy Johnson.
I'm Miranda Marquette.
Hey, Stacy, you want to get a drink later?
I would like, actually, we are going to get a drink later, aren't we? Yes, I think we are. Yes, we will. Okay. You guys have a great one, and we're going to see you right here next time.